Hello.
Yes, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Well, I was just filling out the claim for one of your devices. My name is Frank Chethick, and I've been using your service for quite some time now. I finally got to be first in line for a new, I guess it's an iPad. I'm calling you back to tell you that I would like to receive delivery of one of those. Does that answer your question?
Okay, so you paid the shipping and handling?
No, I haven't. Can I do that COD?
Okay, well, see, it is a contest to win the iPad, so you have to enter into it's like, the sweepstakes, and then you have to pay the shipping and handling in case you win, so they can go ahead and send that out to you.
Well, I am fearful of doing that. I, as a rule, do not send cash through the mail, nor do I send my credit card because there's jeopardy in that. My card number can be stolen and used inappropriately, and that's been my policy. I'd be happy to pay the person who delivers this device in cash, or I'll write a check or do something of that nature. But I can't put my, what is it, my financial well-being at risk if I send you a credit card number. I'm good for it, to be sure. I'd like to receive the device that you're offering. So I don't know if that is that. Does that suffice as a reason for not wanting to send you my credit card number over over internet?
Yes, sir. I understand that, but unfortunately, that's the only way they'll accept the payment is, if you pay the shipping and handling with your debit or
Well,
credit card.
no, it's not worth it. It really isn't. I'd be happy to pay the handling charge and the cost of this device in person, or I can send you a check. But I don't have the address information or anything like that. And I don't feel secure in paying you otherwise. I mean, a check or I would even send it in cash in an envelope. I wouldn't be putting any more money in jeopardy than if I send it to you in another medium.
Okay, yes, sir. I do understand what you're saying, but unfortunately, they won't accept though, that in any other payment. It's just your debit or credit card. So I do understand if, you don't feel safe with doing that.
Right. I don't feel safe with telling you my credit card number over the phone. That's another issue. I'm not willing to risk my financial well-being, albeit for a very desirable and nifty piece of iPhone, that or whatever it's called, I've forgotten. Is there any other way in which I can convey my the costs involved in a way that doesn't put me in danger of a major loss? I've heard too many horror stories about that, and is the answer to that question no?
Yes, that's correct, sir. So I do apologize about that. So, but thank you for calling.
Is there someone who could call me in the morning and I would be happy to discuss him or her, with him or her, what my situation is? I think that would be entirely understandable.
Okay. Yes, I can try to get you over. I can get you over to a supervisor to see if they can have someone to discuss that with you. Sir, what's your name again?
Yes, my name is Frank, and the last name is Chethick. It's Chethick.
That's Chetterk.
No, Chethick. Chethick.
Okay, and you say your first name is Frank?
Yes. You want my phone number?
Yes, what's your number?
Area code. Oh God, I've forgotten my. Hang on a sec. Area code 650, and it's 793. 4690.
Okay, if you will hold for just a moment, please.
Sure.
Okay, sir, I'll go ahead and transfer you over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Yeah, see you too. Thanks.